With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kamala Harris will not run for governor in California.
In a statement, Harris says she spent time reflecting on this moment in the nation's history and decided not to get into the governor's race to replace Gavin Newsom. The decision extends a guessing game about her political future that started after losing last year's presidential election to Donald Trump and leaves open the possibility of running for the White House again. Gavin Newsom can't run again for California governor because of term limits. He could possibly enter the 2028 presidential race. I'm Ed Donahue.
A councilman in Danville, Virginia, is attacked and set on fire.
38-year-old Lee Vogler is an elected official in Danville, Virginia. Police say the suspect entered Vogler's office, where he works at a local magazine, confronted him, and doused him in flammable liquid. Both men then left the building, and the suspect set Vogler on fire. His condition isn't immediately known. The suspect, 29-year-old Shotzi Michael Buck Hayes of Danville, is in police custody. Vogler has served on the Danville City Council for more than 12 years and is currently serving his fourth term. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The suspect in last weekend's Walmart stabbing in Michigan is being held on $1 million bond. A judge increased it from $100,000 during a court hearing Wednesday. Bradford Gilley accused of stabbing 11 people at the Walmart in Traverse City. The motive still unknown. He's been charged with one count of terrorism, 11 counts of assault with intent to murder. He was stopped by an armed shopper. A new study says kids who get a smartphone before the age of 13 have a higher suicide risk than other kids. Researchers in Virginia tracked over 100,000 smartphone users between 18 and 24 and found girls were especially affected. 48% had suicidal thoughts. This is SRN News. Americans talk about trust. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new Gallup poll finds that the institutions people have the most faith in are small business and the military. But trust in churches and religious institutions is rising a bit. The Gallup survey reports that more than two-thirds of the general public believes that organized religion is a trustworthy institution. Republicans are a lot more likely to trust the church, 64% versus 21% for Democrats. Independent voters stand at 30%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fight to defund Planned Parenthood may eventually wind up before the Supreme Court. A federal judge is now ruling that Medicaid funding cannot be withdrawn from the nation's largest abortion business, as mandated in President Trump's new budget bill. The latest order replaces another judge's decision that initially granted a preliminary injunction. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve's decision to keep short-term interest rates where they are sent stocks lower today. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks mostly fell on Wall Street as doubts rose about whether the Federal Reserve will deliver an interest rate cut in September. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 171 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. That came after the Federal Reserve held its main interest rate steady. Fed Chair Jerome Powell pushed back on expectations for a rate cut at the Fed's next meeting in September. Seth Sutel, New York.
Actor Keanu Reeves may soon be reunited with watches stolen from his home nearly 2 years ago. There were six watches, including a $10,000 Rolex. They were recovered in law enforcement raids in Chile and handed over to the FBI. The actor is known for being a watch aficionado. He often gives members of his production crews expensive watches. More at SRNnews.com.